You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
I just can't seem to find a way in with this one. I thought Tottenham would be shorter than they are, but I don't want to back them away from home.
They're a strange team, aren't they, Tottenham? Mm. Imagine being a Tottenham fan. It must be so difficult because, you know, being a Newcastle fan is difficult. I admit that. You know, you're a Newcastle fan. You have a bit of optimism for a game and then it evaporates really quickly. Mm. With Tottenham, it must linger around for a little while longer and you still end up, you know, finishing worse than you would like to. I struggle with them. You know, how can you be 2-0 up at home to Stoke at half time? You know, and I'm not saying Stoke are rubbish, but if you've got any pretensions of finishing in the top four, then you see that game out with a 2-0 advantage.
Not even half time, though. They got to 15 minutes to go.
Yes, of course. Which is it's weird, isn't it? And then having conceded the goal, then, you know, they panic almost. What a start for Leicester. You know, scoring goals, you know, playing really well. A bit like they did last year. Remember when they started the season really well last year? I mean, Okazaki looks fantastic. We talked about him last week on the podcast. He's well thought of. Before the World Cup, everyone was talking about him. You know, look out for him. He didn't really have that great a World Cup, but he started the Premier League fantastically well. Work rate is sensational. Great touch. Finishing really nicely as well. So he's got to be on your mind, you know, to get involved in something here. 13-8 for him to win at home against Tottenham. I'm not sure about that, to be fair. But I know the atmosphere is unbelievable there. You know, they're really, really buoyant, the fans. So I'm going to go with him to score any time. Okazaki to score is 13-8. Leicester to win is 13-8. So I think I like the Okazaki goal more than the Leicester win.
Okay, what about you, Derek?
Well, I disagree with everything you've said there. I think Tottenham are 8-5. I think it's a sensational bet. Last season, you'd probably got something like even 10-11. And obviously they're 8-5 because Leicester have made a great start. But you know that ain't going to continue. Mm. They made a great start, didn't they, last season? That didn't continue. They made one or two decent signings. I think they've signed Inla today as well, by the way, which is a good sign. Yeah. But Tottenham are going to get better and Leicester are going to get worse. Right, they are two copper bottom facts.
Yes,
and you know, if you're a punter, you have to get in there before everybody realizes it. And I think the bookies are paying far too much respect for the Foxes here. I think 8-5 Tottenham. There's some great bets on the Coupon this weekend, and this comes under that heading. I'm going to clean up this week. I really am. 8-5 Tottenham will be on in all my bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.